Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
We now across directly to Ukraine. Mr. Sergei Postovoy, who is deputy of the Dnipro City Council convocation. A very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Hello, sir.
A very good morning to you. Hello.
And he is joined as well by his by an interpreter who is Natalia. Natalia, thank you as well for joining
us this morning.
It's very difficult. You know, the whole world, of course, is horrified as to what is going on in Ukraine. I don't think that any of us really believed that Russia would do this. But now we're in a situation where that is the case. Ukraine is under attack. The whole world, of course, standing by Ukraine. Is the outside world's support important to the citizens of Ukraine?
Есть международная поддержка в Украине. Нас поддерживают сейчас все страны Европы. Также Америка, Канада. Я так понимаю, сейчас нас будет поддерживать и Южная Африка, Австралия, Канада.
Okay, yes, thank you for the question. We really confirm that we face today a huge and a very strong support from the outworld. We feel a great support from the side of the European countries, from the United States, from Canada, from Australia, from Japan, from all the countries. And we sincerely hope that after this conversation with us today, we will receive through you the support from the Southern Africa as well. And all this support is extremely important for us.
И отвечая на вторую часть вашего вопроса, украинские граждане сплотились по максимуму. Сегодня, в связи с тем, что в Украине идет полномасштабная война и гибнут мирные люди, обстреливаются мирные кварталы, школы, садики, больницы, люди объединились вокруг этого по максимуму. Такого не было никогда в Украине. У нас много интернациональностей, у нас много разных конфессий. И все люди говорят свободно на разных языках. Я не случайно сегодня говорю на русском, подчеркивая, что все мы живем в мире и согласии. И вокруг этого мира Украина объединилась и поддерживает наши вооруженные силы для того, чтобы выстоять в этой чудовищной войне.
I would like to provide you an extensive answer for the second question. All the Ukrainian citizens today are united as never before. We all became one big family because all the cities of Ukraine are today as one big family under the shoot of the Russian troops. Our peaceful cities, kindergartens, schools, residential houses, residential quarters where we call them sleeping areas where the people sleep and just live. They all are under the massive shoot of the Russian army, of the Russian invaders. And I speak today with purpose in the Russian language to you, because I hope that, that some people might in South Africa also understand me in Russian. Because we here in Ukraine, we are a multinational country. We speak all the possible languages, and for us, there's no matter which language we speak. Once again, I would like to underline that we all are a big family today. We are strongly united. We support our army, and we hope that with our support, our army will win.
Well, I would go so far as to say, this week at least, the whole world feels that they are Ukrainian. Wherever you go, there's this immense support for the people of Ukraine. And it's something that I don't think that we have seen before, this level of support. the physical danger that people are in the cities of the Ukraine, how are they managing in terms of food supply and life, surviving a normal day with knowing that Russia has surrounded many of the areas?
Физическая безопасность людей. Вот вы сказали об угрозе. Как люди в дневное время, как они вообще это переживают? Как это все организовано?
В городах, где есть сейчас русские войска, люди сидят по домам, либо же в бомбоубежищах. Те города, как наш, которые находятся в центральной части, у них есть отведенное время для того, чтобы в дневное время сделать основные, выполнить основные задачи, купить продукты, сходить в аптеку и, конечно же, возвращаться, то есть в места укрытия. Поэтому мы живем, скажем так, в другой реальности. Сегодня мы живем так, как мы не жили никогда. То есть мы привыкаем к новым реалиям, но понимаем, что это вынужденная мера, и это надо для того, чтобы спасти наши жизни, спасти жизни наших близких, родных, детей.
I would like to answer your question. In the cities on the border, on the eastern border of Ukraine, where there are Russian troops, the people all the time, day and night, they sit in a special storage places under the houses to protect them from bombing. As for our city, we are so-called in the middle part of Ukraine today. During the daytime, people have sufficient time to go outside to buy some food or whatever they need for their everyday life. But, a very big but, we are living in a completely new reality. We all are civilized people and we never faced before such a situation. For all of us here in Ukraine, that is for the first time. And we are doing also for the first time. So it's a new reality for Ukraine today, but we are trying to adjust ourselves as we can.
Well, you should just know that the hearts and the prayers of people in South Africa, and I have no doubt around the world, are with the people of Ukraine. And we pray for your safety. We pray for a quick resolution to this, that Russia will go back to where they need to go, and that people can continue to live their lives in safety.
Продолжить нормально жить. Давайте скажем, что мы сегодня ехали на работу и тоже боялись, потому что было
Мы ехали сегодня на работу, в том числе для общения с вами, и боялись, потому что за 10 минут до нашего выхода прозвучала воздушная тревога, и многие люди спускались в бомбоубежища, в свои укрытия.
Speaking about us, two of us exactly, we had an appointed time for the conversation with you. We knew about this time. But first of all, we didn't sleep good well the whole night because there were three air attacks and we received a signal and we had to go to a shelter to protect ourselves. And even 10 minutes before our meeting on Zoom with you, there was also a signal of air alarm, of air alarm. So we also are very much scared, even being and talking to you, we are scared for our lives. Sure. That is again coming back to the description that we are living in a completely new reality today.
If there's, before I let you go, if there's one message that you would like to give to the people of South Africa and to the South African government, what would it be?
Молитесь за Украину. Поддерживайте нас. Ведь люди всего мира сейчас объединяются вокруг проблемы, которая, скажем так, с которой столкнулись украинцы. И сейчас очень важно, в том числе от каждого из вас, поддержать, помолиться, чтобы
правду.
Да, и знать прежде всего правду, да, распространять эту правду, что происходит в Украине, как русские пришли на нашу землю нас убивать.
Our main message is, please, our brothers in the South Africa, pray for us, support us, as all other people in the world support us today, because today Ukraine faced the problem, huge problem we never faced, and the whole world hopefully also will never face. But also one of the main part of our message is, we want the people in the South Africa to know the real truth, to understand who are the Russian people, what is the Russian Federation, and how they kill Ukrainians.
Yeah, and I think that is the message. We will certainly do what we can to continue to communicate. Just be safe and look after yourselves, and please God, we will have resolutions very, very soon.
Thank you so
Thank
much.
You. Slava Ukraine.
Thank you.
Honor to Ukraine.
Absolutely.
Honor to Ukraine.
It is 8:58. I have to tell you, that was, so we were on Zoom for that with cameras on, and a few of you have messaged that you can hear the pain in their voices. I can tell you visually it's exactly the same. As they've said, they made sure to be able to have that interview with us despite the ongoing air raid sirens. There is tangible stress and fear on their faces when I was speaking to them. I find it particularly moving and very, very sad that people have been placed in this situation through absolutely none of their own doing.